Pretty surrounding you 24 hours a day when you're beautiful, that's what happens. For me, nobody goes near me, so that's not a problem for me. Joining us right now at PNP Network is the lovely Karen Kleesch. She stars as Mackenzie Previn on the series called Adventures, Inc. Adventure, Inc. is available. I'm not sure exactly when it's on. I think it's syndicated, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they have to kind of look at their TV listings and steer carefully until they find Adventure, Inc. And if you can't find it, go on the Internet to Adventure, Inc. and find out where the show's playing.
Exactly.
That's what you
got to
do.
Very well informed.
That's what you got to do.
Right on.
I mean, you got to get off your butt and find out where it is.
Where are you right now? Are you
I'm right now. Oh, baby, I'm dressed. No, we're in Boston.
Tell me your dress.
We're in Boston, Massachusetts.
Oh, my sister lives in Boston.
Does she really?
Yeah, she's a little veterinarian in Boston.
Really? Is she actually in Boston or around the suburbs somewhere?
Well, she works in Foxborough, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, that's where the Patriots play.
There you go, exactly.
Yes. So she's a veterinarian.
She is, and she lives actually in Brighton, but she works out in Foxborough.
Wow. And you are, wow, what an incredible woman you are.
Stop it now.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
Stop it. I'd say I'm taken, but I'm not.
Well, I know. Well, I'm taken, but I am. But, you know, it's interesting. You were on, I think, was it Stuff Magazine? Was that it?
Oh,
or Maxim,
boy.
Or one of these.
Yeah,
which magazine
Stuff
was it?
Yeah.
Which one?
Stuff
Magazine,
Stuff this
yes.
month. It's out this month.
Lovely, lovely woman you are.
Oh, thank you, sir.
And for all those folks who have never got Stuff Magazine, it's worth buying the issue now to see Karen.
Yeah, because it's classified. You have to buy it. You can't take a peek inside.
No, absolutely not. In fact, the bookstores, they'll slap your hand if you do that.
Exactly.
No, you're going to buy the thing. But it's only like $25 or something. It's not bad.
Stop it.
Whatever it is, it's well worth it. And Karen appears actually live in the magazine, so when you open it up, she'll actually come on the page.
Sure, yes, I'm very busy.
Which is
I'm
amazing.
Doing a lot of traveling.
Yeah, there's a few million of them out there. But now, tell us, first of all, you're Canadian, right?
Mm-hmm.
We won't hold it against you.
Stop that.
You're not French Canadian.
Yeah, I'm in
right?
LA right now, but I'll find you.
Ooh.
I'm actually French Canadian, to be more specific.
Yeah. Are you French Canadian?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's been lovely talking to you, and we have lovely parting gifts. just joking. Yeah, I'll make you feel at home, okay? I'm going to make you feel at home on my show, because I like all my guests to feel like they're in my living room.
Oh.
All right, here we go. Some in my bedroom, but most in the living room. All right, here we go. Oh, Canada.
Thank you, my native land.
I actually like that national anthem. I think it's real nice.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, I hear it all the time at hockey games, you know.
Right on.
And I like that national anthem. It's a good one. Ours is very difficult to sing.
You find?
The American one, yes. There's too many weird notes in it.
Yes, there's those very high notes that are
but,
very...
Yeah, but the national anthem of Canada is very nice.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah. You know, the words, though, most people don't know what the words are. It's like, we won't help your company, country.
Oh,
we won't support
that.
You
I'm
in Iraq. Yeah, it's very interesting.
Stop it. You guys did very well on your own with Britain, and you know, we knew that you guys could just do a wonderful job. You didn't need our interference.
Yeah, well, we usually, you know, rely heavily on the Canadian Armed Services, but, you know, usually they wield hockey sticks. So
leave our peace-loving butts alone.
I love the Canadians. I really do. I enjoy them. I keep a couple as pets, as a matter of fact. So. No. So tell me a little bit about how you got into showbiz. You grew up in Montreal.
No.
No, actually, Quebec, right?
No. Well, Quebec is a province, which Montreal resides in.
Okay.
I was actually born in a very small town in northern Quebec called Sept-Îles.
Wait, what? It's Sept-Îles or something? Or?
Which translation means seven islands.
Okay, and pronounce it again for me for the people who really enjoy French, like Gomez Adams on the Adams Family. Go ahead.
You pronounce it Sept-Îles.
Ooh, French. He spoke French.
Easy, Tiger.
Okay.
So whatever, I was born there. I lived there for a few years, but my dad was in the Army, so after that...
Wait, he was in the Canadian Army?
Yes, we have an Army, all right?
Okay. All right, fine.
And so moving on.
he spent time guarding the museums, so I understand. All right, and... So you were traveling around, but you were studying drama as you were.
Yes, I did. I did a lot in school. I did in high school, and it was always my dream. And then, of course, I got older and more afraid, and I decided to go into psychology because I wanted to save the world, and I thought that getting a psychology degree would help me do so. And then I was off modeling for a little bit in Europe, and then I came back, and my modeling agency had opened an acting division. And they said, hey, can you act? I said, I don't know, you tell me. And then I started auditioning, and I started working like that.
So you've been actually done a lot. I'm looking at your resume. You've done a lot of stuff, actually.
You find?
Yeah. I mean, you've been pretty busy, you know.
Yeah.
From a lot of TV stuff, a lot of stuff outside the United States and international stuff. And so you've been busy. In fact, if you haven't worked with just one Baldwin brother. You worked with two.
I sure did.
Which is kind of amazing when you get to work with two Baldwins.
They've all done their rounds in Montreal.
Yeah, Adam Baldwin, and what was the other one you work with?
Well, Adam Baldwin actually isn't even a brother. He's in any relation at all.
He's not?
No, he's not a brother.
Hold on a second while I shoot myself in the head. All right.
No, he's not any relation, but he is a Baldwin. But
yeah,
he's
but
not
it's not the
Baldwin
no.
clan.
Well,
right.
That's,
but I have
count.
Worked with Stephen and his brother Daniel Baldwin. Mm.
Now, you work with Stephen in Protection, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a made-for-TV film.
I think so. You know,
you
I
always
know.
Portray. You usually portray the same thing in a lot of the films. It's like a sweet-looking person who's not what they appear to be,
yeah,
or a tough woman. And in the Adventure Inc., I love your character.
Really?
Yeah, because she's kind of mysterious. She's tough. She's beautiful, and she's willing to pretty much do anything, no matter how dangerous. Which is kind of a cool way to be.
It certainly is. As a girl, it's a good role to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually it's a fun show, and I'm not sure how well it's doing, but. It's got a lot of potential if people see it.
Yeah, and we're, I mean, unfortunately, we're not doing a second season, so what you see is what you get. You know, that's going to be running. I don't know if in syndication they'll rerun it over and over, but it's still airing as far as I know right now, and people seem to really like it.
How many episodes did you guys do?
22, I think. Yeah, so, 22 we did.
So that's enough for syndication?
Oh, sure, Yeah, 22 one-hour episodes. We just finished about 2 months ago. We just got back from France.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, you went to France.
We sure did.
Isn't that a fun place to visit, too?
I mean, really.
They love Americans there. They love Americans. Oh, you American, we spit on you! Very nice.
We actually were in England for 2 months before that.
Yeah, well, England's a good place to go.
I know you like the British.
They speak English there. That's why I like it.
Would you say, open your mind?
Well, I can't. Because I can't open it in French. Fermez la bouche, that's what I say. I took French for 3 years and flunked, so... That's my problem. It's not the peace thing. It's Mark Snyder flunked French.
You're angry about the language.
Yes, I am. I'm angry about my French teacher. That's what it is. I'm taking it out on all French people.
I think you had a crush on your French teacher, and she didn't return the favor, and you're upset.
And you knew all this.
Of
you
course.
Knew about it.
I know.
You're a spy, Karen. You know, it's interesting the way they spell your name. It looks like cliche, but it's actually cliche.
I know.
It's kind of an interesting name.
Yeah, you know, it's gotten, most people, because a lot of the computers, especially in Canada, automatically with spell check, they make cliche.
They put the accent aigu.
They put the accent.
Yeah.
Hey, that is very good.
Thank you very much.
That's for
my French. I took French at one point.
I know, you were just telling me that.
Yeah, I flunked.
That's very good that you remember accent aigu.
Well, you know, it's amazing that some things actually stick in my head. Nothing important. Yeah, so people actually do that automatically. The computer does that, and people then will pronounce it that way.
Yeah, some people have announced it, Karen Cliche, and it's just, I hate it. It's just...
That's really annoying.
Yeah, because it's such a stupid, makes me such a stupid name.
Well, yeah, but just, you know what the thing is, though? You're so beautiful, it doesn't matter.
Stop
you could
that.
Be called Karen Moron, it doesn't matter.
I'm flattered so much by you. It's 8 o'clock in the morning over here.
It's what time is it?
8 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock. That's I'm up at 5, so that's no big
Are
deal.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm up very early in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to go up and do my 20 miles, and then do my gym work, and you know, to keep myself in the incredible peak condition that I'm in. Yes. Now you probably don't do anything, and you're already in great condition, right?
Yeah, sadly so, but I'm getting up there now, and I'm starting to realize that I was actually just talking about this with my friend today, and we were just saying the older you get, and you start to, you know, I used to take it for granted that I wouldn't have to work out, and I can eat anything, and I love my McDonald's, you see.
Yeah.
And now I can't eat so much McDonald's without sitting on my butt.
Yeah, there's an old cliche. Not a Karen cliche, but an old cliche that says that, you know, you are what you eat. So you don't want to eat crapo in your body. Even though it's gorgeous right now, you'll pay for it in the future.
I know. I'm very aware. I'm starting to become aware of that. It's very sad.
So be like me and eat healthy. I eat, you know, hamburgers, hot dogs, pizza, the usual.
Isn't pizza the best food ever?
Pizza is the best food, and it actually has protein in it. It's healthy.
It's not healthy.
Of course it is. I tell everybody it's healthy all the time because, you know, my wife is constantly telling me that that it's fattening and disgusting and it's junk food. And I say, no, it's healthy food.
So you prefer to live in denial?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I used to be in France, right near the denial, but I moved. Because I couldn't speak French, you know, about that whole thing about
funding. For the teacher, I understand.
Yeah. So how did you end up getting this gig? Was it a big tryout and a lot of auditions?
For Adventure Inc.?
Yeah.
I bought my way through it.
Really? You got it at an auction?
Sure. I mean, I paid a little money.
How did you get it? It was obviously a lot of grueling tryouts.
No, you know what? I was actually pretty lucky. I was in Montreal, and I was working on MTV at the time, and I, you know, sent in a tape. I did put my audition on tape, sent it off to Toronto, and then got a phone call a few days later, and they flew me down for a screen test in Toronto, and I got the job.
Huh.
It was one of those things where it kind of happened really quick, and it was pretty fortunate to have gotten it like that, yeah. So
now, when stuff came out, was did you already have the series at that point?
Oh, yeah, we did that shoot in January.
Yeah.
And we've been shooting since June before. So.
Did that open any doors for you?
The stuff or Adventure?
The stuff, the picture.
Well, I mean, it just came out this month, so I don't even know. I mean, if you see me in real life, I mean, I certainly don't walk around with, you know, the stuff that I'm wearing in.
Well, I think you should, but that's only my opinion.
I could welcome a lot of problems if I did. Yeah. I mean, no one goes, oh, my God, you're that girl in Stuff magazine. You know, there's no way they'd recognize
you. They don't recognize you, huh?
Ponytail, T-shirt, and jeans, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see. It just came out this month. I don't know if it'll open any doors, but
I would hope it would, but maybe the wrong door though. Actually, come to think about it,
so maybe it would give me a date.
Leave them shut. That's what I say.
That's
the show.
What my mother always said, leave them shut.
Well, the show. Now that you're going to be in a permanent hiatus, what are you looking forward to do?
I'm not actually permanent hiatus. I am starting on. I'm sure you know the show Mutant X.
Yes.
Been on for a couple of years. And it's a Tribune show, and basically I'm starting in that in a month.
Oh, really?
So I'm a new lead on that show, yeah.
Wow.
Right on, yeah.
It's just amazing. You know,
yeah.
Karen Clich snaps her fingers, says, I'm available, and poof, they say, come hither, we have a part for you.
Yeah, but you forgot the part where I, like, beg and beg and beg. No,
I don't think there's any begging involved. I think none. Now, I wanted to ask about Riders. I haven't seen that movie. Is that available? Is that out?
It's actually right now. Well, in Canada, it just got Canadian release. I mean, I did that movie too.
No, I'm serious. When it's really released, I mean, you know, when's it really going to be released? Not in Canada. You know what I mean?
Leave us alone. It's so sad. No. But anyways, it got released in France. Excuse me.
Oh my! That poor movie.
It's called Riders in France, and it's called Steel. Now, you know, it's had two names. I don't know why they call it Riders in France and Steel, but it's actually got theatrical release. It's playing in theaters in Canada right now, and might just go, you know.
They said here, it says it's going to be released in the U.S., distributed by Miramax, which is a big company, so I would think that would, you know, you portray, from what I understand, a bank robber.
Yes.
And is it a fun part?
Oh, totally, and it's a huge adrenaline action-packed film, and that's what you go. You go there to see that. You just go there because Gérard Pires is a really known director for big action movies. He did Taxi and a lot of movies in France, and they're action-packed. So you go see that movie for that, just a complete ride.
Hmm.
And we do a lot of, you know, extreme sports, and we rob banks, and it's a cool movie.
And Stephen Dorff's in that, and Natasha Henstridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So it's a nice cast.
Yeah, and then Stephen McCarthy and Clay Bennett, the two other guys, part of our gang, they're really great too and really good. And it was a great movie. I loved shooting it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you also played an interesting character on a kids show called Galador.
Oh, Galador! Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Defenders of the Outer Dimension.
Da da da.
That's on the Fox Kids network. That's the only reason I know it, because I actually watch that network.
Do you really?
Yeah, well, kids that like that stuff. Fox Kids, big stuff. Disney and Fox Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Nick.
Yes, Nick.
I like them all.
Yeah.
So you don't have any kids, do you?
Oh, gosh, no.
You're too young.
No.
Too beautiful.
Stop it. What did I say?
Stop it. I love it.
I definitely do want kids in the future, just not now.
Yeah, no, I understand. You're a busy woman, you know. You're in
busy
demand.
Yeah,
you're
my mom was so great, and I want to be like my mother when I have kids. I want to be totally devoted to my kids.
And mom and dad still in Quebec?
My mother actually lives just outside of Ottawa.
Yeah.
She's moved in with her boyfriend of 7 years.
Ooh.
Yes, and my father is unfortunately passed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mine too.
Is he?
Yeah, my dad died very young.
Oh, really? When you were very young or when he was very young?
Well, he was young.
I guess both, yeah.
Yeah, he was 51.
Oh.
Yeah. It's kind of it's a sad thing, but I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mom's happy, though. She's getting remarried and all that stuff.
Well, she's not getting remarried.
She's not.
But she's just staying. She's very happy with her guy. My mom's a nurse. She's very happy with her boyfriend, and they live in...
My mom, too. She's been with the same guy for about 7 years. They're not going to get married. There's really no reason to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as long as they're happy, right?
Totally. My mom doesn't believe in marriage that much either. You know, she's just like, you know, why get married?
Well, there's no reason, in my opinion, there's no reason to get married unless you really want to have a family together and, you know.
But you know what? Even I find most of the couples that I know that are very successful in their relationships, have been together even 20, 30 years, are not married, and the ones who are, they last 2 years. Why is that?
That's a very good question, you know, and I know the same thing because I know many people who've lived together many years, and I think it's because that element of being able to be free immediately if you really want to is there, so you have to work things out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's the pressure of being, no one likes to be put in this box and being told what to do. Everyone kind of has this instinct to rebel.
Yeah.
And I think marriage kind of puts that upon you. I don't know. It's my opinion, and it just seems to be that way, that everyone who has kids and, you know, people say when you get married, it might be the fact that you have kids that ruins the marriage. But no, I have my friends who've been married for 20 years, and they have kids. I mean, not married for 20 years.
Yeah.
And they're very successful. And they're very happy.
Hmm.
So I don't know if I'm going to ever just get married.
Well, I think you should keep an open mind.
I have to find somebody first.
You might marry. You might find some incredibly desirable talk show host from some internet radio network. You never know. You know.
Boston's too far, honey.
No, you also. What's that?
Boston's too far from me.
Well, Boston's not that far. It's only a short ride from Canada. You also played an Olympic runner. Did you have to really work out for that role?
I did. They got me a personal trainer for a month before I did that. It was on a show called All Souls that only lasted about 8 episodes. I totally trained a few hours a day. We'd run, and I would just die because I was a smoker, too.
Oh. You don't do that anymore, do you?
On occasion.
Ooh, Karen,
bad. Well, it usually follows a martini, but, you know, I've cut down a lot.
That's a bad habit. You want to get rid of that. If you want to get a good quality guy, you can't be smoking.
Stop yelling at me.
I'm not. Am I yelling? Am I yelling? No, I'm giving you a calm voice, the psychiatrist voice, as opposed to the veterinarian voice your sister uses with you. But, that's an interesting role, because I would assume that when you're training to be a runner, especially, I never liked women's bodies who run. They're too thin.
Really?
So I would assume they kind of, like, made you, I don't know how what it did to your body or it did anything at all, because you weren't doing it long enough.
It did wonders for my body. It was
really?
I was in great shape.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And of course, you stop shooting, and I just go back to my McDonald's counter and order a Filet-O-Fish extra sauce.
And still looking great in stuff this month, folks.
Once again, thank you.
And again, you know, folks, if it takes you all day today after listening to this, I know you're going to want to stay at PNPNetwork.com and listen to 50 interviews, but instead of doing that, go to a search engine and find where Adventure Inc. is playing on TV and watch it.
Yeah.
And study the incredible acting talents of Karen Clich.
I'm going to open up a school of acting.
Yeah, she's going to be doing the cliche school of acting. That's what it will translate to.
Yeah, very cute.
In the computers, it'll be the cliche school of acting. And someone will say, well, we've already learned cliche acting at many of the schools. So, yeah. So what else? Anything new in the horizons we should know about besides the new series?
Yeah, and that, I mean, I don't know how long the show's going to go on, but it's got quite a following. People seem to like it, and I've just moved to Toronto now a couple weeks ago, and so I'll be there doing that for the next 7 months of my life.
So who's taking care of the place in Montreal?
I gave that up.
You did?
I said goodbye.
Wow.
I left it.
Now, you know, I love Toronto, actually.
Do you?
Yes.
See, listen, have you been to Montreal?
Yes. I've been to Old Montreal. I've been to New Montreal. I like Montreal as well. But Toronto is a real cosmopolitan city. It kind of reminds me of Cambridge, Mass. I like that. That youth, the intellectual thing, the whole thing there.
You don't like the artsy, free, cool vibe of Montreal?
I like Montreal. No, I really do like Montreal as well. But
Toronto's
just something about Toronto. Maybe it's just more youthful or something that just...
Toronto?
Yeah.
Get out of it. No.
The pots I was at were, you know. I hung where the college crowd was.
You did?
Because that's the kind of guy I am. You know? I'm just intellectually stimulating, what can I say? You know? We're talking about intellectually stimulating again, reminding you that Karen is in Stuff magazine. And that is, of course, the most intellectually stimulating.
Speaking of brains.
Yes. And you have gorgeous brains on display, I gotta say. I've never seen such beautiful brains in my life. Now, did you ever give us...
My mother is just dying right now.
Your mom should be very proud.
She's very
Because at least
proud.
One of her daughters ended up doing well as a veterinarian. But, you know, I'm sure she's quite proud of the other one who's in Stuff in various outfits. Mom, I got to tell you, your daughter's wonderful. So, both of them. Now, are there other brothers and sisters?
No, it's just me.
Just the two of you, huh?
Yes.
Now, is your sister as gorgeous as you? Be careful when you answer now, because you can listen.
Equally. How's that for an answer? Yeah, equally. Good.
So now people will be hunting her down around here, too, trying to find her and just look at her. My dog is sick. You don't have a dog. Well, I know. I just came to look at you. I'm sorry. Was that you and Stuff? No, that was my sister. Get out of here, you bum.
Yeah, pervert.
Yeah, that's right. So any movies on the horizon? You're reading?
Well,
I assume that you have a pile of scripts there.
Oh, sure. I'm just covered in them.
Yes. Yeah, is that going to be another layout?
Down my door.
I can see that in another layout. Karen Cleese covered in scripts.
Ooh, that's an idea.
Yeah. That'll be coming up in a new magazine. Stuff's a cool magazine, but, you know, I enjoy actually looking through it every month.
Yeah. So, do you read? Do you actually read it?
Read? No. No, but I do look through it every month.
Yeah.
I do read some of the sections in it because there's some really interesting stuff in there. The problem is, for me, I don't have time to read through the thing because I have so many things I'm doing.
You're very busy.
I write, and I do my radio thing, and so I'm busy.
Now, do you write novels, or what do you write?
Let me check. No. No, I write, well, I have written books of poetry that are published, but now I write a column, a newspaper column.
In the
Boston area, yes. Yes.
That's nice. That's interesting. Now, is it funny or is it a serious column?
It's actually very political.
Ooh.
So it's not funny at all. Mentions the French frequently.
I'm sure.
Actually, it doesn't because it's local politics, not national.
Oh.
But now, you know, the one thing I did notice, and I wanted to tell the 9 million people listening. I'm not sure if everybody listens to this particular interview, but if they all do, there'd be 9 million people listening to it. And I wanted to tell them to go to KarenCleese.com, but you know, there's nothing there.
Listen, you can tell them to go on safesearching.com. Safe Searching is a host for many, many, many celebrity websites, and I just started building my website on that. And
safesearching.com.
Safesearching.com, yeah. And then you just look up my name along with a bunch of other people, Justin Timberlake, you know.
I'm very happy, to go onto that site because, you know, I always wear condoms when I'm on the Internet. So
yes!
Safe Searching really fits right in for me.
Playing it safe is really important when you're
very,
searching.
Very important. You never know what kind of viruses you'll run into on the Internet. So you should play it safe.
Wear your rubbers.
I wear my rubbers and I have germicide on my hands, so I'm all set. Just in case I would run into some terrible virus. You know?
Oh, and there's so many out there.
Yeah,
So I hear.
We should actually put a picture of you on our site, too, I think. You know?
Right on.
Yeah, just to bring more hits, you know. People are going to want to go see you now after they hear you.
Don't expect too much.
Because, you know what? People are going to hear you and say, you know, this girl, she's nice. She's sweet.
Aww.
She's wonderful. She's got a nice sense of humor. What's wrong with her? I don't know.
Nothing. I have no faults. Absolutely none.
Yeah, what's your biggest defect?
My biggest defect.
This is something that you could change. If you could change about it, you would change it.
Are we talking physically or
I'm going to give you the whole latitude here.
Well, physically, I would change my... I would shorten my extremely long toes.
You would shorten your toes?
Absolutely.
You have long toes.
If there's
toes.
A plastic surgeon that's listening to this interview, please call me for more reasons.
Unfortunately, someone probably would call you and want to shorten your toes, but you know something? Yeah, I'm sure your toes are fine. And if that's the only defect you can find amongst
and then I have big hands, too, like long hands, and I'm very,
Have you thought about basketball?
I played basketball, yes, and I actually got a good grip on that ball.
I know. Best dribbler in the biz. Oh, my. Well, Karen, they can see you in Stuff Magazine right now. Go to the newsstands, go buy it. Yeah. Be a Roboton and just go, I need
Stuff Magazine.
Please hand it to me right now and tell me when Adventure Inc. is playing on TV. So that would work out really well if they can get all that information on the newsstands.
Yes.
But it's really a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah, we're good.
And we should keep in touch.
For sure. I'll give you a call. My sister's actually flying in to see me from Boston on Thursday, so if you want to hop on a plane with her.
I would love to do that, but I can't. But I'll tell you, if you're coming to visit your sister, though, I would really love to have you.
My sister's leaving Boston in the summer, so I might come visit.
I would love to have lunch with you or something, just to say hi.
Well, for sure, if I'm in town, I'll give you a buzz.
But you don't even know my number.
I'll find it. It's on
PMPnetwork.com.
There you go.
Are you going to listen to your own interview?
No.
No?
I'm listening to it right now.
Well, yeah, I know, but it doesn't sound that hot now. Later on, you'll hear it and you'll go, wow, that guy was good.
Well, I'll listen just for that.
What's
that?
See
how good you sound.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry. Huh? What did you say?
I said I will listen to it just for that.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to tell me how wonderful I was, and I was listening carefully.
Well, that's what I said, but you missed it. Sorry.
I know. It's terrible when that happens.
we got cut off for a second.
But do you actually go on the internet a lot?
Really just for emails and stuff. I don't.
Oh, the fan mail. Do you get a lot of fan email?
I do, yeah, and for several different things. I get a lot of fan mail from a show I did called Vampire High that actually never aired in the States, but did in the UK and Canada, and it was, you know. Actually, I have like a little teen following. It's very cute.
Well, you played a royal-blooded vampire in that.
There you go.
Essie. Yes.
Rakimova.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that actually has a cult following.
It does, actually. Yeah. It's funny what, actually. And then from Adventure Inc. and stuff. And sometimes I go on the website in Adventure Inc. and write little messages to the fans and stuff. It's fun. I really like...
I got to tell you one thing, too, that I actually have seen you in something besides Adventure Inc. Adventure Inc., I have a screener here, so I actually saw that show twice now.
Oh.
But I actually saw a movie with my family watching something called Big Wolf on Campus.
Yeah, it's a TV show.
And it was on Fox Family.
Yeah.
And you were an evil sorority sister in that movie.
Oh, my God, that was years ago. That was my second job ever.
Really?
My second job ever.
It's haunting you, because my kids think you're nasty.
Stop it. It's not my fault. I'm not nasty. I was just written that way.
No, you were playing a part.
I actually did another episode of Big Wolf 2 years later where I was a werewolf.
Really?
If you want to see me with a beard?
I would love to see you. Well, actually, no, I wouldn't. I don't want to see you with a beard. I'm sorry. That would blow everything for me. No, the Stuff Magazine will do just fine, thank you.
There you go.
No beard. But it was a pleasure talking to you.
Well, great. You too. Have a great day. Thanks for...
You have a good one, too. And it's early in the morning, but hopefully you've woken up now.
I certainly have. Don't I sound woken up?
You sound completely woken up.
There you go.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.